I got y'all.
Our kids, that's all you do.
Let go. Woo. Whatever you doing, need to stop that. Listen in, tune in to the podcast. Battle, bonja. Get the latest tips. They talk relationships. Whatever the best topics are, they debating it on. Battle, bonja. Car rep for the ladies. To real rep for the fellas. Get the more, not the less. It don't get no better. Battle of the Bonja. You get the in and out. They go pound for pound. And go round for round. On what? Battle of the Bonja. Battle of the Bonja. Tune in to Battle of the Bonja. B-O-T-B. Terrell, Takar, what it do? Lego. Shout out to the team, shout out to the team.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what that mean, y'all know what that mean, yeah. Hey. Battle of the Bonja.
See ya.
Testing.
Hey, we on here. It's been a little minute. We haven't recorded in like a month.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But we're coming here today.
Well, we're back now.
And we got a lot for you guys. But first, it's my week to play my song. So here we go.
I got you.
Do whatever you wanna do.
So that's your joint, huh?
Yes, it is. You just heard that TLC Silly Ho on the Fan Mail album.
Yeah. Who would be a good versus for them?
TLC?
Yeah.
I don't know. A good versus for TLC.
Yeah.
That's a good one. A good versus for TLC. Get back to me on that one.
Destiny's
but it is
Child.
Another episode. No.
Why not?
No.
We're just not using no Beyonce stuff.
We're not going to do that.
What?
We're not going to do that.
Why not? Why wouldn't Destiny's Child be a good one for TLC?
We could come up with something better than them for 90s.
SWV? But I was trying to... But their music's more slower.
SWV and Escape would be like a good one.
That makes sense, but I'm just trying to give you one, you know.
I can, like I said, we'll get back to you on that one. Okay. It is another episode of Battle of the Barns. I have no clue what round we're on. I'm assuming it's round 135.
I think so.
At this point,
there.
We haven't recorded in weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you ever, anytime we have like a show coming up or a live show, which we did do our live show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Y'all know, like, it takes a lot out of us and we'd be needing breaks.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Baby, we had a break before and after because, like, that stuff gets so hectic. But it was a great turnout. We appreciate it. We thank everybody who came. Thank for everybody who supported and bought their ticket and didn't want their money back. We're thankful for you, too. For sure. We're thankful for you, too. Yeah. So here we are. Like I said, we've got a lot to go over today. Because we haven't been here. But yeah. Of course, we're going to go ahead and start out with our weekly recap.
Shit.
Shout out to Joe Biden.
The month we recap, I guess.
Yeah, the month recap. Yeah.
Shout out to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Shout out to Joe.
Hey. You know how I feel
Mrs.
about it.
Mrs. Harris.
Huh? Shout out Ms. Harris.
Ms. Harris.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Dang,
Harris, if you
we
nasty.
Really hadn't recorded in that long.
Oh, yeah. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to them, man.
Mrs. Harris, if you nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of nothing happened.
Yeah, lots happened. So shout out to that. We getting Trump still. Is Trump still telling us to count the votes?
He's still with the stuff right now.
Yeah, he's very in denial. Like, dude's still saying, yeah, we're almost done with the election. I'm like, buddy.
Yeah.
It's 3:02 to.
Started sipping early today.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bourbon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We've been doing a lot of sipping the last few days.
Yeah, man. You know, and you know, I guess kind of going to the recap, you know, Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know,
have
we're
I
old.
Really been drunk since Thanksgiving? I didn't drink Friday.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did. I didn't get drunk.
You didn't get drunk Friday. But
I did. Drank.
You did. You had a couple.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've been drinking since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, Thanksgiving this past weekend. And, it really did make me realize how old we really was, you know?
Why you said that?
Because, like, you know, before, like, you would have a move. And I know COVID kind of got everybody sitting in place anyway right now.
Right.
But, you know, it was one of them, hey, let's go out. And it's like, well, where are we going to go? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it really put it in perspective that we 30 now and, like, we old. Like, we just not in the mix how we used to be. Like, I can't be in the middle of no clubs. Talking about nuck if you buck anymore. Can't
you
do
be,
it.
But the thing about it is though, you be trying it. That's the thing. Like
I'll say I want to go out until we remember that night we drove around for like 2.5 hours looking for a place to go just because I didn't want to go because the places were crowded.
Exactly. And that'd be my point. Like that burns me up with you. Be, let's go somewhere. And I'd be like, well, let's go here. Let's go there. I don't want to go there because there's too many people there. I'm like,
be a lot of folks. It do. Shout out to them,
and
though.
And the thing of it is, though, he just doesn't like crowds. And he doesn't realize if you go somewhere, it's Atlanta, everybody's everywhere.
I'm just used to, like, 3 or 4 people, you know. That's my vibe. I don't really need a lot of people. Like, I don't need to go to a club that got 200 people in it, 300, 400 people in it just
to
have a good time.
I don't want to go there either. But my thing is this, like, listen to what you just said. You want to go places that has 3 people there.
Yeah. All I need, for real, dead ass, all I need is somebody in the back that's going to be hooking up these hot lemon pepper wings, you know what I'm saying, and a good bartender who knows when to, you know,
you might as well stay
get in the
home.
Mix. And I'm straight. I don't need nothing else. And some good music. I don't need all the extra stuff. I don't need any of it.
I don't need it either. But I don't.
We gonna get into what y'all need a little bit later. So don't worry about it.
Whatever.
We gonna get straight into what y'all need. Now you know what? I'm glad that he addressed y'all the way that he did.
Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah.
Spent it with family.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yep.
Yeah. So we went out last weekend, 2 weekends ago?
It was last weekend.
Last week, we went out last weekend, and I got my vinyl autographed by Bobby Valentino.
Yep, yep. And Bobby was small, man. Yeah. Bobby was about 5'2".
Bobby was every bit of 5'2". I probably had about 4 inches on Bobby.
Huh?
I had about 4 inches on Bobby.
Yeah, he was taller than Bobby, but he was a good dude, though. You know,
he was really dope.
He was a solid nigga. Came straight off the stage and signed your joint.
Yeah.
And then, right, like, literally as soon as he signed it, we was out.
Right.
Like, 10 seconds later, we were gone.
Right.
But, you know, I was saying that in the car. I thought he was a thorough dude for that, you know?
Yeah, and people was like, how'd you get him to sign? And I was like, because I've been stalking him for like a week before. I messaged him on IG.
Yeah, you was OD'ing.
I messaged him on IG and was like, hey, can you sign this vinyl? He said, I got you. And then I was like, Bobby, don't forget.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I just spent $3 on a Sharpie.
I ain't like how you was moving in the Bobby Valentino concert, in the Bobby Valentino.
What do you mean?
Five records right there.
What do you mean?
You was all up by the stage. That was just, that's a little nuts to me, you know?
Like, what?
Hey, Bobby, you relax on that slow down stuff right now, all right?
That is so crazy.
Nah, shout out to him. Good dude, though, man. You know, I enjoyed it. We were sitting there with a couple, and I think it was her birthday.
Yes.
So, I did you ever catch their names?
No.
I didn't either.
That's you who wants to know everybody's names.
That's true. I got to know where your name is and where you're from. Yeah, that's a fact. I got to see where it's going on. But, you know, this couple, I guess they were celebrating her birthday, so they was back there showing out a little bit. But other than that, man, it was a good night. Everything was good. Lines went long. Well, we were fortunate enough that we didn't hit any lines or nothing like that.
It was an expensive night.
Yeah.
It was a very expensive night.
Yeah.
Very expensive night.
Shout out to Bobby, though, man. You know, right. Bobby rock niggas out, I guess.
It was worth it. I got everything signed. I got it signed. And I got it personalized, too. I got the song lyrics and I got my name. So.
You did. Yeah.
Everybody was clowning me. Like, you made sure he spelled your name right. T-A.
Right, right.
C-A.
For all my, I told y'all, I'm going to have to get into it with the damn little bouncer guy.
Why?
Because, man, he was trying to get the video, and he see me trying to get in front to get the good angle, and he's standing in the way. I'm like, nigga, move. Don't you see me standing right here trying to get this video right now? What's wrong with you?
Some of Bobby's people got it, too. I wonder what they did with it.
Huh?
Bobby's people got it, too. I wonder what they did with it.
They probably put it on their social media, so maybe you need to check that out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But anywho, that was all good. Yeah, so the live show went well.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who came, man.
Shout out to everybody who came despite the circumstances. We definitely appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
I was turned up per usual.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody, all our vendors, too, as well.
You know, it was a different crowd this time than we really ever had. It was people that have never come to...
It was a lot of first-time people.
A lot of first-timers. You know, of course, you know, we had some people who've come before, but there were a lot of new faces there this time, and I was surprised about that. I was like, okay, yeah, shout out to that, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I really do, but I enjoyed every single time. And
for sure.
Yeah.
So, just a little update about as far as us. So, we've had some few conversations recently.
Are we all getting that already?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, go ahead.
Which part? I mean, you one who had to call me out on some stuff. You take it to wherever you want.
Well, I don't know where you were going with this, so go ahead.
I mean, just say, okay, I mean, so Terrell said I was boring.
That's not how the conversation started.
He basically told me that
that's not
I
what
wanted
happened.
To stay home all the time.
That I did say that, but that's not how it started. All right,
then,
so if I'm going to tell the story, then let me go ahead and tell it.
Then told me that
go ahead.
I wasn't having sex with him.
That's not how these... See, I don't like how you be putting these conversations, bro.
That's just how I heard
No,
everything.
So me... I think,
I gave you your chance, though, to put it out
because
there.
I didn't know exactly what angle you was going
That's
at.
That's what I said. You picked.
So, it was on our ride back from Nashville is when we first initially started this conversation. And I think what we were talking about... I think that Takara had brought up where she was like... Where she just feels like, you know... It's kind of been stale or dull at that time. And I was telling her that I feel like I've been saying that for like the last 3 or 4 months.
And what was stale and dull?
It's just, and like I told you, I felt like at that very time, like it just wasn't any energy. Like it was, we were doing the same exact thing every single day. And when you're talking about personalities, you know, I'm an extrovert. So I got to be moving. I can't sit at home all day and just look at you all day. Like, you can literally sit at home for a week straight and be fine. Like, literally not leave the house.
But you go to work every day.
That's different, though.
But you're still getting out.
No, it's not the same. And
from 8 to 5.
But, and I think, and that was the crazy part. Because now I think, because you mentioned it. And I was like, but babe, I've been saying that for at least 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, and I even gave her. the TD Jakes, what was the name of that?
Motorhome.
There you go. When he did Motorhomes, you ain't seen that one. Go check it out. I was like, even TD Jakes said that, you know, he's an extrovert. His wife's an introvert. And sometimes he needs her to step into his world. And sometimes he has to step into her world. I feel like I've been in your world for the last 6 months. And it was driving me crazy, man.
But you not understand that we're in the middle of a pandemic.
I feel you. But there's also things that you can do inside the middle of a pandemic that can still be safe.
Like what? You have my thing is this what you
like
you,
what we did this weekend.
But you're the guy who's the planner.
I know, I agree. My thing was always this. I kept hearing the word no every single time I threw out a suggestion.
Because you ain't got nothing planned.
No, whenever I threw out a suggestion, it was a no.
What was your suggestion that you threw out?
I can't remember right now, but don't see, I don't like how you do that. Don't sit here and act like I wasn't throwing you suggestions.
I'm not saying that you wasn't. I'm just saying it was probably suggestions with 2,000 niggas involved.
Absolutely not. For example, okay, cool. I said I wanted to go to the parking lot parties, right?
Yeah.
Outside. You're in your car.
I just hear $300 is what
I heard. In your car, you know what I'm saying? And like you're enjoying somebody on stage doing what they do best, right? And there's a couple people that, you know, I was fans of that I wanted to see. And we didn't go to any of them. And it's like, I'm confused because you know how much we like to go to concerts. And then it's a COVID-free environment as much as they can make it. Like, what's the problem? And all I kept hearing was the word no, and I'm just trying to figure out why. And I just didn't understand that part.
You were right. I told you was right. I know that you like to go out and do things with me, and you could not want to or could not take me anywhere. So,
and see, I checked myself
on that.
And it went real deep, because then I was like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to ride. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to ride. I'm going to leave her ass at the house. I swear, that's what I was thinking one night. I was like, I'm just going to leave her ass right there at the house. I ain't going to be worried about this nigga sitting over here watching. What's the name of that? What you watching right now? Pose. Yeah, I'm not going to be sitting here while you sitting here watching Pose. What is it?
Pose.
Pose all damn day. Ain't nobody got time for that. So, yeah, we had to have some conversations, man. And I think that it went really well. I think I kind of saw where you were coming from in regards to the COVID. I'm cool. But you saying, all right, cool, the COVID stuff's happening. We need to sit down. I understand that, but sometimes you just got to get away and you got to get out.
I understand.
For a second.
And no, then I asked you if you want to do like a picnic. You said, I don't want to do no picnic.
I didn't want to do a picnic.
I don't see what was wrong
with it. It's not what I was feeling at that time.
I don't see what was wrong with a picnic.
No.
So move to the part about us not having sex, apparently.
And so, yeah, so that kind of led into the that other conversation.
It led into everything.
Yeah. It was like, in a matter of fact, since we're here. And I just felt like it was a culmination of it all. It was like, you know, things have just gotten stale. And I think that, and I was explaining this to somebody the other day, I felt like we're at a point in our relationship, which is a great point in our relationship when you can have those conversations. Because, and I think, was I telling you this? I think where I was saying, I could see how people tend to cheat when they go through things like this.
Yeah, that just makes sense. Not being communicated.
You know what I'm saying? Not being able to effectively communicate.
And people not taking action.
And then people not taking action. But it comes on both sides. And like you said, like, I brought it to you, we addressed the situation, and we move on. And, you know, we've had some great times together. But it was like being able to have that conversation and freely and openly just say those type of things, I think was a lot of growth for us, because 2-3 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to have it. Niggas have just been mad. COVID is mad in the house.
Right.
Pissed off. And it's like,
more like you would just be mad.
Oh, I would have been pissed. But it's just like, and I'm not saying that I wasn't pissed, but to be perfectly honest, but you know,
what was there to be pissed off over?
Because I just felt like you wasn't taking what I was saying into, like, you wasn't listening to what I was saying.
I still feel like you're not understanding of how to communicate with me.
Okay.
Like, I need to hear, hey, we need to have a serious conversation about something that's bothering me so I can turn it on to register. Like, I don't do well, or I don't take passive aggressiveness. I don't take stuff lightly. Like, I feel like you put stuff in lightly terms where it's like, oh, you could just be joking. Like, you like, I mean, every time I ask you go somewhere, you say no. Like, you could say it, and I'm thinking, like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I need to know. I need for you to give me, like, a switch up so I can turn, like, a switch on to be like, hey, okay, this is a serious conversation. This is something that's really bothering him. I'm still asking you to do this.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel like You still didn't get it until you started feeling that way.
I'll
let you speak. Can I speak next?
I felt something different, though. I didn't feel what you was feeling.
Okay. Well, I feel like it was a combination of everything right then. I just felt like it. I felt like for the last at least three to four months, I've been expressing this and saying it, and I couldn't see, like, in my mind, I didn't understand how much clearer I could have gotten with what I was saying at that time. It was just like, well, there's nothing happening, and it just wasn't making sense. It was kind of confusing for me.
I just feel like it still wasn't communicated until we.
So what could I have done differently?
Because I just told you. I need you to be like, instead you do passive aggressive. You do passive aggressive language.
What's passive aggressive about, hey, babe, I really need to get out. I need to go do some stuff, like, because this is really driving me crazy. What's passive aggressive about that?
I don't remember that being exactly.
I know I said that multiple times. That's what I be talking about.
But my,
I said that.
I just don't get what you were needing, though, considering the fact that, I mean, like,
I needed a different energy. I needed a different, like, life gets stale,
bro. You went to hybrid in October.
Yeah. All right. I went to hybrid in October.
Then we went to
Hold on. Let's see. You see what you said? I went to hybrid in October, and I stayed there for an hour. That ain't had nothing to do with you.
So you're saying stuff is sale, but you're saying, like, you said it different. So, like, you needed quality time with me.
I felt like I was expressing that.
Not with the term you just said.
Like, what do you mean? I said those exact words.
Crazy, I'm being in the house, is what you just said. But you didn't still be like, hey, you know.
See, but and I don't like how y'all do that because.
Child.
But it's the truth because. I feel like y'all expect us to acknowledge and pick up on those type of things. But if I'm sitting there telling you, and you know that I'm an extrovert, and you know that I like to do things, you know I like to go to events, and I'm telling you I'm having an issue. Hold on. I don't understand how it could possibly be one of those things where I wasn't effectively communicating that then. I feel like you wasn't effectively trying to listen at that point.
Because I'm telling you that I have to have a certain switch go on when I know it's a serious conversation. Like, but if stuff's just kind of casually said, it's casually said. You casually say things.
But why did it only become serious when you felt it too? That's what I'm trying to say.
But the thing of it is, though, it wasn't even. We were having two totally different issues with it. Okay. I wasn't having an issue there where your problem was. My problem was with something else.
But it was a culmination of. I think that it all. Was in there together.
No.
How not? I don't understand how you could possibly say
that. My conversation was something different. I mean, do you mind me saying?
I don't even remember what it was.
My conversation was just me. I was talking about the weight situation.
That's not what you said that day.
Yes, it is. I did say that.
Yes, I did.
I said that was my issue. And I was saying, like, as far as me being under attack by looking at muscles on freaking Instagram.
No, that's not what you said in the car. You didn't say that in the car.
I didn't say I wanted to go anywhere.
Okay. See, I swear, right? Y'all with this amnesia. Y'all be just having amnesia, right? Like, we had a full 2-hour conversation driving back from Nashville. I guess you just forgot the whole conversation.
I didn't forget it, but I'm just saying my issue wasn't really with me going anywhere or... Okay. I mean, as far as sex goes, like, I told you stuff that I want, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but it's deeper for you than it was for me, clearly.
And that's what I'm saying. When it became an issue for you, or you had an issue that you wanted to get resolved, then you were ready to listen. And I feel like that's what women do a lot.
I feel like you're really taking this into something deeper than what it really actually is.
How could you possibly say that if I've been saying the exact same thing for 3 to 4 months?
I don't think it was a situation where you're saying I don't feel like that's fair for you to be like, well, it wasn't a situation until you had the problem. No, because at the end of the day, I still acknowledge what you said, and I said that you were right. Like, hey, I haven't spent any time with you, or hey, I haven't did anything.
So let me ask you a question. Right.
Can
I ask you a question?
That wasn't my problem.
When did you do that though?
What do you mean?
When did you acknowledge exactly what I said?
I acknowledged it at the time.
No, you didn't. You couldn't have done that because if you acknowledged exactly what I said at the time, then we wouldn't have been 3 and 4 months with this energy. That's what I'm saying. There's no possible way that you... So you're telling me that you said that you would have acknowledged it and just said, well, forget it?
No, I'm saying that I still feel like a certain switch was turned on for the conversation. Like, it wasn't...
We're saying the exact same thing.
If you say so.
Y'all just don't be wanting to be held accountable. That's cool. I love you, though, baby.
How am I not being held accountable when I told you that what you said was right and I needed to spend more time with you?
Okay. I got you.
But moving on. Gotcha. Okay, so something that I wanted to bring up. Oh, Gucci and Jeezy versus was something that just happened.
Yes.
Which was excellent.
Who did you think won? Well, see, that's how you know we recorded forever. Huh?
Jeezy.
I thought Jeezy won, but I thought it was a lot closer than some people did. I was talking to some people.
I went to sleep too as well, so forgive me.
No, I watched the whole entire thing. First off, the best part about the battle was the DJ before.
Oh, yeah.
The DJ before he started.
I
shit
need to
was
book
fine.
Him for the baby shower. Well, I'm not pregnant, but whenever I have it.
That's a fact. You know, I thought it was really good. I was having some conversation with some people, and I was explaining to them where I'm like, man, some of the records that Jeezy was playing, like, y'all didn't really know the records because y'all wasn't Jeezy fan. I mean, not Jeezy. I'm sorry. Gucci fans at that time. Like, there were some records. I'm like, that joint was hard.
I knew them all.
Huh?
I knew them all.
But I'm saying, like, some people, casual Gucci Man listeners, you know, people, they didn't know all of the records that he was playing. Like, why is he playing that? And it's right. Like, well, no, that joint was a banger back in the day.
Right.
And, I had Jeezy winning, of course. But I thought it was
really
a lot tired.
Fighting and arguing over that, though.
Really?
People was really arguing. Like, niggas was getting cussed out. People was telling folks to eat a dick. And
I didn't see all that. That's fucking crazy.
There's a lot going on. Like,
shout out to them.
I know people who was really, like, pressed over, like, really getting into it with people.
Shout out to them. Whatever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep to me either. But, you know, to each his own, you know, if y'all are, you know, if you're there, that's what you want. You fight what you're standing for, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to talk about the next verses?
Who?
Kelsey and Meg?
Oh hell,
Kelsey versus Meg. Who had the better track? Come on,
I didn't even listen to Chelsea's.
You ain't what?
I didn't even listen to
you
it.
You tripping?
I said Chelsea, Kelsey.
You ain't listen to that?
I didn't. Listen
Why not?
To it. What was it called?
Bust Back, I think, or something like that. And she had a. You know what?
When did she start rapping?
That night, nigga. So I sent it to Takara. First off, let's talk about you being in these comments for a second. So I was sitting outside. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Nisha. We were sitting out in the garage and just so happened I saw, you know, I follow her on Instagram and just so happened I saw the live come on. So I'm like, for some reason, something told me to click on it that night. I've seen her go live before, but I never really clicked that. For some reason, it said go get on there and let's see what's going on. Cause I felt like she was gonna be with the shits this night, right? And she was. She was all the way at the shit. So I sent it
she
to
She said a bunch of nothing, per usual.
She kind of did say a bunch of nothing, but she gave it up a little bit too. All right?
She was drunk.
Yeah, for sure she was drunk. So I sent it to Takara. I'm like, yo, check this out because it's finna get lit. It's finna go crazy. 2 minutes later, I see, you know, the feed starts scrolling. All I see is at officially Takara in the comments. Talking reckless in the comments.
I was not reckless.
You was talking reckless in the comments. You talking about it was somebody iced out chain or something like that.
I asked her how much her chain ran.
I said, all right, hold on. What's going on?
I want to know how much the chain cost.
Uh-huh.
I want to know how much her chain was. It was a nice chain.
I guess. Shout out to her.
I was like, how much for the chain? I said, what's the chain go for, sis?
But it sounded like she had to get some things off her chest.
Apparently.
Shout out to her for doing, you know.
And she still didn't really get them off. Unless she did in the song that I haven't heard.
She got off a little bit in the song. I ain't going to hold you. She got off a little bit in the song.
She did say that basically Megan was messing with Tory mm-hmm. while she was. And she was messing with Tory first. So okay. That's something that I did get
How
out
do you
of.
Feel about that?
Meg's fail.
Okay.
There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. She's foul.
See, but I don't like that because you ain't have that energy the other day when I asked you that. You said Tory was foul last time.
Meg is foul.
Okay.
Meg's foul. If that's the truth.
Okay.
So Meg's foul. Meg's foul for the win.
So, you know, of course, I was on the live and it sounded like she was trying to give it up a little bit. And then the live just got cut. So I was just trying to figure out what was going on, and then it didn't come back. And then, you know, midnight, that heap drop, that ether drop. What did it say?
Ether. Embarrassing.
The thing that makes your heart burn slower, your soul burn, whatever it was. I don't know what Nas said, but then that ether came, bam, right?
If that's what you want to say about it.
I was rolling to that Kelsey all day that next day. Yeah.
That's what you want to say about it, I guess, child. Going on as far as them or whatever. So we didn't watch Tyson and Roy, but I saw Nate Robinson.
Robinson.
Get knocked out.
Shout out to
Nate. I don't know why. Why did he go in there? I had no clue that he was training for this.
Well, you know, this isn't the first time Nate's done something like this.
Oh.
He also did some football stuff, you know, where
I think I didn't know that.
Where he tried to get picked up by the Seahawks.
He's bored. Huh? He's bored.
Well, yeah, he's a YouTuber, too.
Yeah, he's bored.
So, yeah, I mean, but Nate got put to sleep by a YouTuber, of course. And, you know, it didn't end well for him.
Did you see any highlights of Tyson?
I went back and watched the fight. It looked like two drunk uncles for real out there just fighting.
That's what they said.
There was a couple good shots that happened, you know, but it wasn't nothing too crazy.
It was a draw?
Yeah, well, nah, it probably really wasn't a draw. Probably wasn't they really won.
Who?
Tyson probably won the fight.
Okay.
But,
I'll take your word for it.
But yeah, I mean, it was good. I would like to see another one. I'd like to see Holyfield get in there. With Tyson. I would like to see Floyd get in there with Pacquiao again, but that may be a real fight, so I don't know. But I would like to see. There's a couple that I would like to see.
Floyd's done, isn't he, again?
Well, no. I mean, hell, he just fought like last year, so is he really done?
But I feel like after every fight, he's like,
I'm done.
And this will be my last fight.
And then let me go get this $300 million.
Right.
Let me come back and get this $300
million. This will be my last
fight. He like Jay-Z. You remember Jay-Z done retire like
three
times. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
That was four albums ago.
Fact.
Five, six, maybe.
Yeah.
Albums ago when he claimed he retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Terrell watched it.
I did.
So, Summer Walker's been acting an ass.
Okay, yes. Hold on, I want to read this. I'm sorry.
Per usual.
You can talk while I put it up.
Yeah, so she's been acting ass per usual. I just don't understand. Like, I just get so confused with Summer and kind of what she's got going on. She just really, she really shows her age. I think she's only like 23 years old. Like, she's really starting to show her age as far as being on social media and just having just a mental breakdown, you know, every time her and Duke get into it. It's annoying. Yeah, it's been really annoying. I mean, I've hated it.
I ain't gonna read it all, but I'm gonna read some of it. She said, "Black men gotta start doing better when it comes to being a father. My grandfather, lame. My father, lame. And this nigga, lame. And I guess the cycle just continues. I guess niggas still dealing with the shackles of mental slavery or some shit. Excuse my language. Back when white men ripped you from your families and beat you to death if you tried to protect them, it goes deep. It's really sad. Said, but at least I can afford and take care of my child." And then she said, "Everyone ghetto. It was also so ghetto. I tried to get him to spend time with his other kids as much as I could. He ain't want to come. He ain't want to because he's selfish. I tried to get his baby mamas to let him see the kids. They didn't want to because they are bitter and hated me for some reason. I tried to get everybody to just get the F along, like, or one big happy family, and instead everyone just shits on me, and now I just have to shit end of the stick because all of those MFers is ghetto."
Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Paris or go sailing overseas or just Jamie and Gucci now? All I ever asked was you to pick up the phone when you're alone.
Hold on. There's one more, so there's another. But that's how it goes when everybody's spiritually and mentally undeveloped. I don't know what the F was I thinking.
Shut up, Summer. Stop. We're tired of you.
What do you mean?
What was the album? Over It?
Yeah.
Y'all baby, over it? We're over it.
Okay? Over it part two?
Yeah, we're over it. Like, that's all we've been saying. Like, we're over it. Like, we're over it. Like, she's really showing her age.
And that's be my thing, because you lay it, y'all women sometimes, y'all tend to lay up with these guys, and then clearly she knew what she was getting herself into. She said it.
I'm confused.
What do you mean?
I just, with them two, I just don't understand. Like, it's an emotional roller coaster. Like,
why?
Because one minute she's like in love with them, the next she's not, and she's going off the handle on social media.
What do you think causes that in women?
She just pissed off.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. What do you think would cause somebody to have those type of outbursts and then take somebody back? And then not only just that, but then also understand or have evidence that he may not be the best person or, you know, a good father for your child. but you continue to do, you know, deal with him. What do you think causes that?
I don't really know. I don't know how to answer that question.
How not?
I just don't. Like, I don't know how to really answer that question.
See, that's what I be talking about. You just be coming over here, so now you don't know. Now you don't know, huh?
I just said I don't know how to answer the question.
What do you mean?
I just said I just don't know how to answer that. That's all right. All I
can say. Okay.
I think that she's just emotional. I think that when we have outbursts, we're going back regardless. I will say that.
Yeah.
When we're quiet is when y'all really got to be on some, okay, yeah, she's done. Mm-hmm. But now, like.
That's cap, too, though.
What's cap?
When y'all quiet, y'all done. That's cap, too. Let's be honest. Come on.
Not always.
Not always, but don't try to put it like 100%.
A woman leaves mentally. A woman leaves mentally first, physically
absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely.
Way later sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, right now she's mentally gone. It sounds like she's just going.
Is she mentally gone?
But then she's like, I got money to take care of me and my baby. And then my thing with her, she's just like, well, I just wish she'd get back in the studio and just record records, but she don't want to do that anymore either.
Well, that's what she said, that she was in the studio. Like, you know, her manager did an interview a couple of days ago, and he was saying she's in the studio.
So
now.
is London not on the track?
Don't sound like London may not be on the track.
I need for London to be on the track.
Huh?
I need for London to be on the track.
London may not be on the track on this one.
Just saying.
Do you think that okay, cool. You know what? That's a great question. Now, I want you to be honest. Do you think that it's going to sound as good?
No.
If London's if not there?
No.
Wow, really?
No.
Huh.
Not a whole album.
I think it's going to sound
great. I mean, if you think about it, because Sis couldn't put together six songs, more than five, six songs without him on there, because he wouldn't know her other stuff. When he got on Over It, we got a whole album out of it. It might have been a 45-minute album, if that.
It was a masterpiece.
Yeah, but it was really, really good. I don't think that he... Like I said, one of the songs on there he did with his mouth. He beatboxed it. So, I mean, I'm just saying I think that he blessed the album.
Okay.
I don't think that it's
Well, I guess
sound.
We'll see in the next year or so when something comes out. I think that she
Whenever.
Is in the studio, but yeah, so we'll see.
I hope she would quit being stressed out for her child. You know, that ain't good, that health.
So shout out to them, man. You
rest
know,
your
hopefully
body,
get
sis.
Some things figured out.
Yeah, rest your body, sis. You're doing the most right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a question. Could you be with a spouse? Could you marry someone that none of your family liked?
No.
Would you be like a little skeptical?
Possibly.
Really? Like if just like nobody liked you and your family? Would nobody like your spouse?
No, I think that I don't know if it's a situation where I just wouldn't marry this person, but I would really start looking internally.
For sure.
And saying, well, damn, why do people say that?
What if you already married, though?
Shit, that's a whole nother situation.
Some people just legit let it rock.
How do you let that rock?
Some people legit let it rock and, like, we go our separate ways on holidays.
Yeah, that's craziness.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy if you're in a situation where... You can't be around somebody's family and they can't be around you. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot going on.
Like, because, you know, especially, you know, when you start getting kids involved and intermingling, you know, relationships like that. And that's an awkward and weird situation and an environment that I don't personally think I would want to be a part of.
I agree.
So, you know, and like I said, it would make me sit down and evaluate some things like, well, why do people feel this way?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And like I said, that doesn't necessarily mean...
We got to give it a rule. If it's more than three people.
No. That's not a good one because I think that, you know, women, y'all band together when it comes to stuff like that sometimes. So, you know, y'all are influenced...
I'll give you that.
You know, of course, we've seen situations. We've seen a situation where somebody didn't like somebody and they were able to influence other people around... Into not liking this person as well.
What
over time?
What situation is this?
We'll talk
Are
about
you
that
coming
offline.
At my neck?
I'm not coming at you. I said we'll talk about it offline. But so that tends to happen. I think that when it's a every person type of situation, everybody, and even the people that don't really get in the mix with stuff like that are feeling the same way. That's when you got to take a step back and say, all right. What is going on?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't think that I could either. But that was like my thing though. So like one, that was for me, like my husband, I had to be able to present my husband to my mom.
Okay.
That was like my thing. Cause like with the energy my family had, my mom especially, if my mom has energy where she's not really feeling you like that, she's going to show that energy. And I didn't have time for her with that. So that I just not really, my big thing was her.
Okay.
If my mama says you cool, then you cool. Okay. If it stops with her, if you know it ends with her, it's no good for.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you cool with not twerking at the restaurant?
I'm cool with not twerking at the restaurant.
Boo. See, I don't. Why you just be lying?
Have I ever twerked at a restaurant?
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
Where have I twerked?
See, that's what I be talking about, right? Well, like, that's what I be talking about.
What restaurant have I twerked at?
No.
I like to see the other twerking. I like to see twerking at restaurants.
So I don't know.
I personally have not twerked.
I don't know where this guy's restaurant was.
I think
at.
It was Houston.
Is it? We got to pull up when we go there. We got to go show him some love.
They going to be there twerking.
Huh?
They going to be there twerking.
So there was a video that was going around, and this gentleman, black-owned business, shout out to you.
right.
He was, you know, he was, one, that nigga gave the whole room a talking to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's legendary. He said, stop the music. Stop the music.
Yeah, keep talking. Let's get into this. Keep going.
And, oh, you want me to play it?
No, you gotta play it.
Okay. And he was like, stop the music. And he basically was saying that he's trying to create an environment that isn't about twerking on some hood stuff. He wants something where people can come in and feel like they can, you know, have a good time, upscale environment that's black owned business. And so I, you know, I posted it today, and one of my friends responded. With
as
one of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. But hey, whatever. Her opinion. She tells me that basically if he don't want women to twerk in his restaurant, he don't need to play twerking music. That's like the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, my thing is this. Okay. So for him, with the whole, I just feel like he went about it wrong, period. I feel like he was really on some, I want to respect y'all, and then he's cussing all the women out. You know what I'm saying?
You got to talk to y'all crazy.
Okay.
At that point, you do got to address things and talk to y'all crazy.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No.
What are you doing?
Not at all.
What you got going on?
Nothing. I was looking at something. I'm in the conversation. Y'all know he be monitoring my phone and stuff when we be recording. I just think that he went about it wrong. At the end of the day, he was still disrespect and still talking to the women crazy, but he don't want y'all to twerk. But you,
I'm just saying,
he was on some Uncle Luke language.
I'm just saying.
I
felt like he broke it down. I was siding with him. I'm like, bruh, that's cool. I don't want to be over there getting my hot lemon pepper wings, you know what I'm saying? And you over here shaking ass right next to it.
Please.
I'm just saying.
Please.
Sometimes I don't. You're want you annoying. Over here twerking next to me, and I'm getting a steak. I don't want it. It's cool. It ain't for everywhere.
Okay.
Y'all niggas, y'all bust out twerking in Target.
I don't see what was wrong with it.
If
they having a good time, they're having a good time.
Have a good time.
Is he serving alcoholic beverages at this establishment?
Have a good time. Nobody said that they can't have a good time. They just said don't be twerking at my joint. That's all he said. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
He must be pressed. You know, they try to say he was like on the DL.
Oh, that's. But I swear,
was taking it to him. They was taking it to him.
Why? Why? Shout out to him, man.
They was taking it to him. So I saw a post on, I think it was Spiritual Work, where I saw a Nigerian man had 6 women pregnant.
Okay.
6 girlfriends, and they all were pregnant.
Okay.
So he was playing darts.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just not. The fact that this nigga is hitting 6 women raw and getting all of them pregnant is a concern to me. And like, he just brought them all out.
Okay.
Like, if toxic was a person,
is he toxic?
That's toxicity.
How's that toxic?
Niggas got 6 girlfriends, 6 baby mamas.
I thought it was 6 wives. Don't put that on
him.
No,
6 girlfriends.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought it was 6 wives.
No, 6 girlfriends. And they all were pregnant at the same time.
Okay. Shout out to him. Look, they did a whole video together. So
clearly, he's not going to be there.
Clearly.
He's not going to be around for you guys to shout.
Clearly, they did a whole video together. So this was like a production type of thing. So they was cool with it.
I don't want to believe it. I want to really believe that it's fake.
Okay.
I really do. I want to believe that it's fake. I'm just not tolerating it. The fact that, but it's some people out here, they'll, you know, just shout out to y'all. That's all I can say. If that's something you're on, if you're okay with the nigga having five other women, you know, pregnant at the same time as you, okay. It's your life. I'm not judging.
Shout out to them.
So we got another thing that popped up on social media too as well. How do you feel about white people joining black fraternities?
Crazy.
Is it?
It's insane.
It's a lot going on.
Okay.
It's a lot going on. But it's like, I'm trying to be more open with this situation. Because black people do join
white fraternities.
White fraternities.
It's not, well,
if they didn't let us in, it would be a concern.
It would be a concern.
It would be a concern.
I think more of what my issue is, and I think I was explaining this to you one day, is I feel like, you know, we've known people who may do that and then like act like they're not.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Act totally different now. Completely different person. And it's like, well, damn, you was just a whole...
They don't even claim it.
Yeah, like you was doing all this in college. I'm confused. Like, what happened? Where'd you move to? Like, where are you...
The real world ain't black. College was black. The real world wasn't black.
And that's the only thing that I would take an issue into. But, you know, if you repping that, and I mean, you feel like... I mean, that should... You know, if you're
capable... It was another person who did the same thing, too.
For real?
I'm not going to say their names, but...
I know you're talking about.
They name changes, too, when they get around certain folks.
Oh, that's a fact.
They have two different names.
Oh, no, they go to the three-name word.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, they go to all three.
The government the name.
Full, they go to the full. Yeah, that's a fact.
When the white folks come around.
You know, I think that's whack. I think that's so whack. Let me talk about some things that I think that's whack tonight. I got this. Hold on. I think that's super lame. Another thing I think is super lame. Hey, guys... You ain't always got to talk about the girls that you've hit in the past. That's whack. That's lame.
Hitmaker.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. I wasn't even talking about him. Who did he say that?
Notorious, the girl I smashed.
What, super lame. That's whack, bruh. And you know, that's crazy because, like, that can really mess up, you know, other people's situation. I mean, I know, you know, you've talked about it where you were saying that, you know, a girl be like, man, I will let you hit, but you gonna tell somebody type stuff. That's whack to me. Like, who does that? Who, we're too old for that. I can
understand
people.
It's whack that y'all be telling her it's whack. We gotta be like,
it's whack. It's whack on both ways. I understand from a woman's perspective.
Disclaimer out there.
Yeah, I understand from a woman's perspective where it's like, well, you gonna be running your mouth, but it's like, bro, why are you running? Like, bro, you 30. Like, why are you running? Like,
at this age, yeah, but back in the day, y'all used to love to run y'all's mouth, and y'all used to love to get lie on y'all's penises.
Nah. Who is y'all?
Men.
I don't know if I ever did that one. That's crazy.
You just not that type of dude.
Okay. All right. Shout out to them.
There's something out there. What else is lame? Is it, were you done?
Huh?
Were you done? Were you done with your rant?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know. What were we talking about? I didn't forget at this point. We were Hitmaker. That some way got in there. What was we talking about?
Yeah, shout out to him. Great music.
What was we talking about?
He was talking about the fraternity and sorority stuff.
Yeah, okay, so yes. So that was on Spiritual Word. It was a Caucasian female, was a Delta. And she was like the president of the Deltas on campus. She was like a chapter president of the NAACP.
Okay.
It was a lot of accolades. This had good grades. But think about it, people were upset. But my thing is this, like, end of the day, black people voted.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to end it but there.
That's a great point.
It's the fact, end of the day, we voted her in.
That's
it wasn't a situation where it was on some she won because no, we voted.
Yeah, it's a fact.
And that's who we wanted.
That's a great point.
And it just is where it is. For me personally, I don't want to, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent when I say this. For me personally, I just don't see myself coming out and saying, hey, I don't want to be in a black fraternity or black sorority because I don't feel like I fit in with black people and me being black.
That you just went totally off. I feel what you're saying, but I'm confused.
Just, if she joined it, I want to join a black sorority. Mm-hmm. I love what it stands for. I feel like I fit in more in this environment.
I feel that.
With these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I personally just can't fathom that.
You get
what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying.
I personally just can't fathom me really being on somebody. You know, I really don't fit in with black people. Like, I just can't. But it's some people who say that.
Yeah.
Or who feel that way. Who feel they don't. I know I have some friends. People I kind of grew up with who would be like, you know, I don't really hang out with black people or I don't fit in with black girls. Which is, you know, it's a lot going on. But
I know you're talking about. Shout out to them.
Yeah. So it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I just personally can't fathom that part of it.
Hey, it's life.
But the comments was going off.
I bet.
They was pulling the we can't have nothing. I mean, end of the day, if they want to be in, let them be in. Because like I said, if we want to join and we want to be a little Kappa Delta and they say no, it's we've got a lawsuit on our hands.
So I want to talk about one thing. So we had a Wise Words of Future Day, you know.
Okay.
Future Bible scripture. And
don't even list Bible with that dude's name. It's disgusting.
Here we go. I'm gonna play this.
And you know, but don't you want to settle down?
Mm. Yeah, I want to settle down with the right woman. With the right woman, she got to be the right woman at the right time. And I feel like even people be like, "Well, why you don't get with your baby mothers? You got six baby mothers to pick from, to choose from. Why won't you pick one of them? If I choose one, the other one's gonna get mad."
I hate you so much right now for saying that. But, and you know.
Legend.
He's disgusting.
I need the applause. Where the applause at? Give me applause. Shout out to Future. He don't want to hurt nobody.
Give me
another applause. Keep going. He don't want to hurt nobody. So, you know, that's why he ain't settled down. Because, you know, if he settled down one, he going to hurt the other five.
He's disgusting.
Legend.
Is what he is. He's disgusting.
He's a legend.
He's disgusting.
Hey, whatever happened to Lori?
Lori has moved on to Michael B. Jordan at the moment. She's weighing her options.
okay.
You know, she's just, they said, what they say, like, the Lori ain't for the streets. She owns the streets.
Yeah. Lori for the whole damn tech. Never mind.
Don't
Shout
do
out
that.
To Lori.
Lori is out
Shout
here.
Out to Lori.
Lori is out here weighing her options, okay?
That's what you call
Lori
it?
Is serial dating.
Oh, okay.
Lori is serial dating.
That's what you call it.
Is what she's doing. Mm. She's having a good time. She's weighing her options. She's being young and single.
Okay.
We are living single.
Okay.
And that's what she's doing.
I got you.
Let Lori rock.
All right.
I'm here for it.
Next week. We are putting her in the rafters.
Yeah, next week we're going to go ahead and have some Hall of Fame introductions.
That's a fact.
Inductions next week, so you guys be ready for that. But I hope you guys did enjoy another episode with us. We appreciate you guys for still rocking with us, the people who do. We appreciate everybody who came to our live show. We appreciate everyone who was involved into it as well. But it is another episode of Bella Barnes, and that is a wrap.